عندي جماعه انا خايف من الزايد
about 10 lines into the wide line. Tanya Om Rabbi Akiva. The Shloshi Dvarim Bari Bani Yesh Hamadiyim. The Umas Oil on different Umas have different leaders tailors. Gemara says that commenting on the Pasuk in Sefer Echo the Rechai of the Shereach are going main tailor of them and the Rebbe Shalom sent the Union to Golo so there was no tailor. So the Gemara says that Bari Umas Oil on there's no tailor. But Chachma there is, Midas Tavis, there is what to learn. And Chachma there is. So the Gemara in different places quotes different Midas Tavis, different Hanhagas of etiquette and different fine niceties that Yom HaSoyim has. So Rabbi Akiva praises the Modiyim in three different Midas that they had. One is when they cut the flesh, that's the connection with before. When they cut the flesh, Kishachachmu Sabbat and Chachma Gabi Hashem. Ewa Gabi Hashem, they don't cut it while holding it in their hand. That was one of the things that the Gemara mentioned before. When they kiss someone in Eshkem El Agav Hayad, because inside the hand is full of perspiration and it can be full of germs and so on, so it's more hygienic to kiss on top of the hand than kissing in the inside of the hand. When they want to discuss something private, then you have to mail a basar. Instead of talking in the house, they talk outside in the field.
Are you bugging?
Yes. That's exactly it. Yes. Why? I'm going to bat about my crew. Vayishlach Yaakov, Vayikro Rachel Olaleh Hasada El Sono. So those nine lakers, Rashi quotes. Yamirishi, people say, those nine lakers, the walls will be able to. Okay. So these are Hanhagas Taylor that he picks up from the money. So the more quotes is, what do you say there, what?
Before
the Gemara said what? On top of, yeah. I guess before it means the same as Agabe. Here, Gabayad means the outside. So different use. So one thing Mark quoted this member of Rabbi Akiva, so they quote Tanya Rabbi Gamliel, the Shloshim Dvarim Laivani, it's not Parsim. They also have these statements that we can learn out from. Hengsler, Akram, Utsnevi Beit Akis, Utsnevi Dabarach, Rashi says Dabarach is Tash. So lest anybody think that since it's what to learn out from them, so maybe we should talk and praise them in general, maybe they're not so bad, so the Gemara is quick to comment, no. We have a Pasuk, Ani Tehisi Mukudoshai, Rashi quotes the whole context of the Pasuk and says to Yeshai, when the Navi is prophesying about the Churban of the Babylonian government, the HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, he commanded the kings of Paros and Mardai that they should destroy Lovel Hashti, that they should destroy the empire of Babel. So why are they called Mukudoshai? So one might have thought, oh, because they were holy people. The government of the Persians, the holy people, the Harai, the Rabbi Gamliel says, is what to learn out from them, that they're clear. The Rabbi Yisrael says, no, that's not what it means. Anis Vishnu Mekudoshim means, refers to the Persians, and Mekudoshim is the one of Megehenim. The word Mekudosh doesn't mean that the Helig nations, they're not holy at all. Everything else they do is absolutely evil and terrible and wicked. But Mekudoshim means, they're the one, they're going to go to Gehenim. Generally, we should condemn them. We shouldn't praise them. That's 3 meters first, we should learn out from them. I should think. But judging the whole nation as a whole, they're going to go together. Okay. That was the end of the argument. Now the Gemara refers back to the Mishnah. The Mishnah had the Machlokes HaTanaim, when is the self man Kriya Shema Balailos. So there was the fundamental Machlokes HaTanaim, where they're Bishach Zecho. Means that you can recite Kriya Shema when people are going to sleep. That's only the first third of the night. Atzofashmir Rosh Hashanah Divrei Reb Leizer, that was the first sheet, and the other sheet was no, that you can recite Kriya Shema up until Avos HaShachem. Up until Avos HaShachem is up until the Shachem, as long as people are sleeping in bed, not when they're going to sleep. And then we had the middle sheet that was a little bit unclear. What exactly does that mean? There's a whole like Rabbi Gamliel with the Achokir, with the Rabbanon, and then Atari can say Kriya Shema up until Alois HaShachar, but with the Rabbanon you shouldn't say Teos Chatzos to get a half to throw them in the Lord. That's the Pshat and the Chachamim, that's the Rabbi Gamliel's plan. That that's the reason for the Chachamim. Or maybe that's not correct. Maybe the Gemara is going to raise another possibility. Maybe the Chachamim really agree with Rabbi Lazer that you can only recite Kriya Shema Chosman, the Shalat the Chomot people are going to sleep, when they're going to go to sleep. But whereas Rav Leizer says that we judge this by the first Lisha Laila, the Chacham would say, no, you judge it by Chatzot. Of course, there were more people going to sleep in the first third of the night, the time of the Zman HaGemara. But then there were fewer people going to sleep by Chatzot. Maybe that's the Machlokes HaTanaim. So the Gemara is going to pick up this theme on the next verse. Where did the Chacham get their sheet about Chatzot? So whatever the sheet of the Chachamim is, the Gemara says, be passed by Rav Gamliel. That you can say, Kriya Shema, Ashiyah Lamud HaShach, all night long. And that's the machlokes that the Rishayim have, and the Shabbatai has a deal about that. What does that mean exactly? You can wait for the Chachila to say, because Rav Marv is sick, the Yishma to eat the Chachot. The Gemara said earlier, you're not allowed to eat supper before you. So you won't eat supper. I'll eat supper at 5 o'clock. If you're going to start eating supper after this man, you're looking at a half hour before this man, it's where Myra begins, you're not allowed. I'll eat supper at 5 o'clock before this man and Myra. And then I can learn and do other things with Chachila, and pray to Rav Marv 2 o'clock in the middle of the night. Well, no, Rabbi Gamliel only says that if never, look, I think in Orchid Reason, there's a clear over the Rabbanah that you should say Kriya Shema before Chatzot. But for the other, if you didn't say before, then it says you can say all night long. So that's Shat Rabbi Gamliel, so what do the Chachamim disagree with that? Rabbi Gamliel says you have to say before Chatzot, just into the Ebb, and if you didn't say before Chatzot, you can say Kriya Shema after Chatzot. What did the Chachamim say when they said that Chatzot, when they said even to the Ebb, they said even to the Ebb, so that was what they were saying, that even the Chachamim hold. At Chatzot means that even in the Ezeg, if you didn't take Kriya Shema before Chatzot, you lost your chance and you can't take Kriya Shema after Chatzot. You won't be out in the midst of Kriya Shema after Chatzot. That was what the Shabbatai discussed, such a strange pshat, a strange sheet to say that the Chachamim, the Rabbi Gamliel, are going so far, the very Rabban is so strong on Chatzot, that if you missed, if you didn't say Kriya Shema before Chatzot, so the Chachamim say, even if you're saying after Chatzot, you won't have any Kima. This is may well not bother to say Kriya Shema. It's a strange pshat. The Pashup Shat in the Chachamim is that they just say Chatzot is L'chatzchila, but the other is good. So maybe the Pashup Shat Rabbi Gamliel is that even L'chatzchila can wait to say Kriya Shema all night long. Then the Gemara says, Halacha is Rabbi Gamliel. Then the Gemara says, that's not as strange. Then it's strange Rabbi Gamliel. Then the Gemara says, Halacha is Rabbi Gamliel. So that's strange. No, there at all. Eat supper at 5 o'clock and wait to Daven Ma'ariv at 2 o'clock. No, that in the end, if you could have said Allah Kachachachach, you should have said Allah Kachachachach. Alright, so that was the problem. That's what we discussed. The different sheets of the Shabbatai presented the Machlokes of Rishonim. How do we do Machlokes Rabbi Gamliel Machachachach? Amar, you know Rishonim, Allah is Rabbi Gamliel. Whatever Rabbi Gamliel said, that's how he passed. And that's the question. What did he say? Did he just say, did he ever, you can say Krishna after Chatzot? He said, or he said, men say Lachachila. You can wait Lachachila to say after Chatzot. Fine. The Allah is Rabbi Gamliel is what? That you can recite Kriya Shema up until Amud Alois HaShachar, Amud HaShachar. What exactly is Amud HaShachar? So that's the Gemara in Pesachim, and the end of Pesachim, and Karakisha Ayah Tavim, and that's Tariq Dalet. The Gemara talks there about when is Amud HaShachar with respect to figuring out Derech HaChoyka. It is a Din in the Chunesh that whoever was Tavim or Derech HaChoyka, Amud Dalet Nissen, when he was supposed to offer the Pesach, the Karim Pesach, Pesach Rishon, so even if you get Tommy or Bederach HaChoyka, so then the Torah says, let him bring Pesach Shein. The Gemara discusses why does the Chumash sing about Tommy Bederach HaChoyka? Anyone, even if there's any other reason, the reason remains it. Even if he didn't bring the Karim Pesach, there's no good reason. He's sitting in the Azor at Mamish and he didn't bring the Karim Pesach. He can always bring the Pesach Shein and he'll be Pesach and Chorus and everything. So what is the significance of the Torah singing about these two cases of Tommy Bederach HaChoyka? The Gemara gives the whole explanation. Why was the Rabbi and Gemara shut with it? The Gemara wants to know what exactly does mean Derech HaChoyka. What is it? So one time it says Derech HaChoyka means Rashi HaKodesh quotes that Talmud that we don't pass from. Derech HaChoyka has the Nekuda and the Hay in Parshas Bahalot from the midst of Pesach Sheni is written in the Chumash. So the word Derech HaChoyka has a Nekuda at that in the Sefer Torah on top of the letter Hay. How come it has a Nekuda? Rashi says, this one time in the Mishnah, in the ninth parak in Sochim, one time it says it's not to be taken literally. Derech HaKadim was so far away from Mishnah, he just couldn't get there. Derech HaKadim means Chutzlas Kupas HaZorah. He was outside of the threshold of the Azorah. If he was in the Azorah, then it's Derech Kodim. Derech HaKadim means it's outside of the threshold of the Azorah. And the Rambam says, we don't pass him like that Tana, we pass him like the other Tana, that Derech HaKadim means he was so far away from Yerushalayim that he wouldn't be able, if he would travel at a normal pace, the way normal travelers go, he wouldn't be able to reach Yerushalayim by traveling a half a day. No, he says it was close. He right there was low up there. It was a stone throw, and he still didn't bury. He followed Jonathan Pierce, and he still didn't bury the mother in Eretz Yisrael. The very not so close. What exactly does the half a day represent as a problem? Why does the Mishnah say the distance that a normal person can travel in a half a day? Why is that the shear of the Derech HaKoyko? As a Pashut, most of the Rishonim learn the half a day is measured. You cannot shep the Kompesel before Chatzei of Yud-Dalad Nisus. What is the time? What is the evidence? What is the evidence? You shep it in the morning. So then the Seira holds, the Fidman Seira holds, the evidence is good. And we pass me even the evidence is no good. But Lachatchila, everybody agrees, and that's supposed to be the Kompesel. Mechus is not. That's what Mechus is not. That you brought the Kompesel to early in the day?
Yeah.
You have to bring Ben Abay. The service is Ben Abay means late in the afternoon. So there's most of the Shem say there, how can you measure from Chatzot and the Chiyat HaKrov the Kompesel begin until Shkia, because you can't bring the Kompesel after Shkia. So how much can a normal person travel, traveling in a normal pace? The Gemara says you don't consider flying in an airplane, you don't consider going on a horse or anything. You go walking, a decent pace walking. Different people, some people are going to run, some people are going to go very far. They go other days. Thomas says the other day and he goes, that time of the year. So the Gemara has a whole discussion. So in order to calculate how much a Derech HaKoyko is, the Gemara starts making a cheshbon that the normal people travel from Aloy Tashachar till Tzachachon when they're traveling on the highway. And they accomplished so many milim, they traveled so far. So if you divide it in half, you'll have from Chatzos. So they say, but if you want to give them off after Shkia, because you can't bring the Kompesel after Shkia. If you want to figure out how much is Derech HaKoyko at the moment of Chatzos, was he so far away that he wouldn't be able to get there at a normal pace. That's what you said. In the context of that scene, the Gemara discusses when is Avos HaShachar. So the Gemara has two opinions. So one opinion is, Avos HaShachar is before, obviously before sunrise, before Anitzachah the sunrise. Avos HaShachar is before. The one opinion in the Gemara was that it's the length of time that it would take for a normal person to walk and accomplish walking 5 minutes. And then the Gemara sort of backed up from that, and the Maskana said, Gemara, no, the amount of time that it would take to walk, 4 minutes, not 5 minutes, the amount of time that it would take to walk 4 minutes. That's a shout out, how long is a mill? How long is a mill? So the Mishnah Berurah always quotes that a mill is 18 minutes. And Professor Leo Levy in his Sefer on Jewish Chronotomy quotes one of the Gdolim that the 18 minutes, that's because it had a different kind of a clock system. If you have 60 minutes in an hour and 60 seconds in a minute, then according to the Gemara, it should be 22 and a half minutes. On our language, a mill is 22 and a half minutes. And he says, he quotes one of our training missiles from the 1700s. If 18 minutes is a mistake, 18 minutes is based on a different kind of a calendar. Different kind of calculation. And others say, no, that is 24 minutes is enough. So how early before sunrise is the Aloha Shaka? It's a big difference. So it's going to be 4 times 18 minutes is 72 minutes. It's going to be 4 times 22 and a half minutes. It's going to be 4 times 24 minutes. It would affect it a little bit because the Professor Leo Levy points out in his Hatzamah to his Jewish Kahavi that the whole thing just has numbers. It has a couple of words there, but maybe 150 pages just has numbers. He gives you his money, and if you're in Melbourne, Australia, if you're in London, if you're in Tokyo, when is sunrise, when is sunset, when is both on creation of the sun. It's a very good book to have for those who travel on business. And then again, if you're not in the big city, if you're in a little village, so how do you calculate based on your latitude and your longitude, and how do you calculate, right? So he has all, it's all charts, it's numbers, the whole book. He has a short introduction, yeah, the Hebrew introduction and English introduction. So he points out in the introduction that the minute to bench lift 18 minutes before sunset, that Friday afternoon, is based on the opinion of the Iranian, that the Mughal Avram quotes, that sunset constitutes Tesha Kachot, that's when Shabbat begins at sunset. And close to three quarters of a mil before Tetzach Kechavim is the beginning of Be'er Shloshes. So three quarters of a mil, if you say that a mil, it's 24 minutes, so three quarters of 24 minutes is 18 minutes. So 18 minutes before sunset would be the beginning, according to the Iranian, the sun is still shining above the horizon. That's Be'er Shloshes. The last 18 minutes of any given day before sunset, according to this opinion that nobody holds from, according to the Iranian opinion, is Be'er Shloshes. And then sunset is already 6 o'clock. So that's what we're marking for. If you say that a mil is 18 minutes, so the Shloshes is going to be less than that. All you need is around 13 minutes. All you need is 13 minutes before
sunset.
Right. Take the long day. Okay. We're marking. Okay. It's a Kura Rabbi from the law. You're ready for the Kura.
Where does the new Shemayim
start? That they might earlier
than the rest of the...
So Sefer Shabbos? The Moshe Mechoy Lavakoy?
How long is that?
How long is the Sefer Shabbos?
How long ago did they...
Well, how long ago? I don't know. Well, Bad Yosef wrote in several other Svarim that it's not necessary to bench lift so early in Yerushalayim. So he's not being attacked today. I don't want to say anything these days. He's not being attacked for the Kanoim are attacking him. Why? He wrote in one of the foolish Svarim, I think, that the Chumrah is really unnecessary, that they bench lift 20 minutes before Shkis. No. I didn't say like that, that it's only 30 minutes.
40 minutes.
Chassi Shuk,
yeah.
They bench lift 20 minutes before.
40
right, and the Rishayim will give it his mind, so the Tosef the Shabbos there, you should be most Mechayel Allah Kaidesh, Chassi Shuk. Chassi Shuk, 30 minutes. And that's what he wrote. So where does the Chumrah 40 minutes come from?
So why did the Shabbos why not the Sari Shabbos to be Machmer also?
To be Machmer also?
Everybody does that.
Everybody.
Or the rest of the Israel. They're Machmer more than the rest of the country for Erev Shabbos.
Yes.
But they're not Machmer.
You mean they should be Machmer 40 minutes after the Sari Shabbos? That's a good time. That's a very good time. That's a very good time. Yes. So the Gemara there gives you the calculation when Alot HaShachar is. It doesn't necessarily mean that every day of the year is going to be 72 minutes before the sun rises. The Pashtus is that it's going to be different at different parts of the year. Sometimes it's going to be longer than 70 minutes, sometimes it's going to be shorter than 72 minutes. And the Sefer Malamed Vahoy also, Rabbi Professor Levy, quotes in his Sefer. The Malamed Vahoy writes that he always used to think that it's a percentage of the day, depending on how many hours the sun is shining between sunrise and sunset, so a certain fraction of the day will be the amount of time between Alot HaShachar and...
Why do you depend on that? It depends how long you can walk in certain distances. It doesn't matter whether you're walking in the winter time,
no.
Or you're walking in the summer time.
No. The Gemara says that on the 14th of Nisan, it's for the amount of time that it would take an average person to walk, 4 minutes.
That's not the longest walk again.
No. So the question is, what about the rest of the year? So it would appear that the rest of the year fluctuates. So the question is, it varies. The average varies. The model says he thought that it's money of a certain fraction of the day. And then he writes that he consulted with the astronomers and they told him that that's not correct. That it's not a fraction of the day. It's a function of how close the earth is to the sun. So it depends what season of the year it is. Yeah. Sometimes it'll be short. And that's what the Balatanya writes also in the Siddur. The Shulchan Aruch doesn't say, but in the Siddur, the Balatanya, also there are Shabbos, so he writes like that. In the Siddur, he hardly has any halachas. The Siddur of the Balatanya hardly has any halachas, except very few. But in the Siddur of Shabbos, he has a one paragraph where he writes about Tosef Shabbos. So he writes what that is. How do you calculate Tosef Chagim? How do you calculate Alot HaShachar? So he writes both. It's not a function of the length of the day. It's a function of how close the earth is to the sun and the different seasons of the year. Okay, so you have to calculate. So the shaila is, when is the... Lord's going to discuss now. When is the earliest time to recite Kriya Shema in the morning? And when is the latest time to recite Kriya Shema at night? Not morning. Rabbi Yosef says you can say Kriya Shema at night, Achiyah Lamud HaShachar. And then Lord says, I love it, Rabbi Yosef. So the Lord quotes it right. Tari Rav Shimon ben Yechoy Yomer. Sometimes, Shadim Kori Kriya Shema Shei Pamim Balayla, Balayla Achaz,
You can have a case where the person says Kriya Shema twice in the same night. Stay funded by Laila. He'll say Kriya Shema twice in the same night. Once, Achas Kriya Shalamud HaShachar, Achas Yachas Shalamud HaShachar. Once he'll say Kriya Shema before Elohim HaShachar. Once he'll say Kriya Shema after Elohim HaShachar. The Yaisi Brahim, with these two Kriyas, so Kriya Shema one after the other, back to back, he will be Yaisi Brahim. The Kriya Shema that he said a minute before, he finished a minute before Amud HaShachar, so that is Yaisi Kriya Shema Shalayla. Because Rabbi Amir says in the Mishnah, Ashiyal Amud HaShachar. And the Kriya Shema that he recites right after Amud HaShachar will be good for the day. Good? But yeah, so the Chorus is not simple, no? So the Gemara asked, your Kasha, Abufa Kasha, the Chastir of an Ein Bey. The Brisa starts off by saying, sometimes only comes to Rosh Hashanah and Balayla. He says twice Krishna at night. Come twice at night, the first one is at night, the second one is in the daytime. That's exactly the demarcation line between night and day. It's Amud HaShachar, up until Amud HaShachar is Laila. And if Amud HaShachar is day, so it's not shteik on his suli, it's not shteik on his balayim.
Shachar's arrangement stops on his bayom, that's the Gemara of Kasha.
Yeah, the Mishnah is the Yevid. The Mishnah is the Yevid or the Shah Tatschak and the Yevid Domi. If you have a Shah Tatschak, you have to go catch a bus or a plane or something. So the Shah Tatschak, we allow you to do the Hatschila, but we normally only allow the Yevid. So that's what the Gemara asks right away. Well, Gufa Kasha, the writer doesn't read straight. First you tell me, Amrit, first you introduce the state from Pamshan, the Kalkuyash, my state from Palmaila, twice at night. So what are you assuming? That even after Alot HaShachar, it's still Laila. Alma, what are you assuming? Lachash, Alot HaShachar, Leilu, it's still Laila up until when? Probably up until I make the Hamas, until the sun actually rises, it's still Laila. And then, Bahadur Tani, then you write in the same writer, so you're saying, Bechavot, Achashal, Yor, Lachashal, Laila. And you tell me that if he says Kriya Shema after Amud HaShachar, he says to Kriya Shema Shal Yoyim, Alma, what do you say? Imamahu, it's a chastirim in eight days. When does Yom begin? So the Gemara says, no, Liyoyim, the answer is... No, Liyoyim, tell you. It's Laila up until... Hanei Tachama. Laila up until Hanei Tachama. We don't fast like this, right? Until Hanei Tachan. We don't pass like that. That's what he said. The Mishnah says in Megillah that Lichatchila, you're not supposed to blow shofar, you're not supposed to shake a lulav, you're not supposed to say Hallel, you're not supposed to say Brit Milah, and everything until Hanei Tachan. But the Yevet, the Kulam, the Mosav Yishol, Amud HaShachar, is the Yevet Yotzal, because the Yevet Yom begins after Amud HaShachar. It doesn't begin at Hanei Tachan. But this Gemara claims that this Brisa, Leolam Leilu, Leilam is Laila, and it gives to all other mitzvahs HaTorah. Laila continues up until Hanei Tacham, up until sunrise. I say, if it's Laila, so how can you yotzei Kriya Shema Shel Yom? But the Kori Leyom, why do you say that you yotzei Kriya Shema Shel Yom? No, the writer says that you say Kriya Shema twice, once before Elohim HaShachar, once after Elohim HaShachar. I'll say Kriya Shema after Elohim HaShachar. For how long is it still considered Laila? Even though it's Laila, it's
Again,
Rabbi Chai says, I say Kriyashma twice, once before Lo Zashachar, once after Lo Zashachar, and the first one is good for Kriyashma Shalayla, and the second one is good for Kriyashma Shalayom, even though I said both Kriyashma is Balayla. So Yom says, what do you mean? How can it be? If it's Laila, how are you going to show you? Yom says, Yom Nel Yehu. It is Laila even after Lo Zashachar. So how long is it still Laila? The next line is the next time. It's Hanei Tachama, until sunrise. By behold, the Kori Leyom, why do you say that you hear the Krishna Shal Yom, if it's still live off he didn't think in, should be kind of Ta'i Shaita, what does that mean? That for the purposes of being here to Krishna, it's different, it doesn't depend on Yom HaLayla, it depends on people who are going to sleep, on people who are waking up. So since after Amud HaShachar, there are sufficient people waking up, so even though it's still live off until Hanei Tachama, up until sunrise, he can still be out to the mitzvah. So the way the Gemara interpreted the price is Shalom Kalvah. Because we pass the Tana, Shem Baichwai is the Tana, all throughout the Zayah. So the Mishnah, the Gil, was against Rav Shina. Okay, Machwai is the Tatanai.
The Pshinit would say that if you bench testing before even the Shatat Chak, he would say you wouldn't be able to bench testing before Amei Tacham, you wouldn't be able to blow Shafer and so on and so forth. All the mitzvahs. Yom, that it's not Yom until sunrise.
Some limitations to different things.
You do. He says the different limitation is the Kriyashma, even on the Gila.
For certain things.
So the Gemara says, Le'yoylam Le'yohu. God, they correlate Yom with respect to Kriyashma only, the Kriyashma is the kind of Ha'ishayva. The Kriyashma is the Kriyashma because people are waking up. You know, they're really waking up, it's the middle of the night, but talking about something waking up. So you have the Kriyashma Shal Yom because Kriyashma Shal Yom doesn't depend on Yom. It depends on people getting up.
And it's not going to be only on Talmud or Shachar.
Even though it's Delilah, but since people are waking up, it's called Manchima.
We'll get there.
We're not there yet.
We're ahead of you.
Fine. So far, so good. This is what we said so far, but Taisus learned on anymore. That's the first one. The Gemara says, we heard of Le'el-Yahu, the bottom place is on Chesham Le'el. What does Le'el-Yahu mean? We respect the Tzitzit, we respect the Tzitzit, we respect all Mitzvah Sayyayim. In other words, this Gemara is against the Mishnah Megillah. Mishnah says Megillah, that after Allah HaShachat that he had it, it's Yom, and the Gemara says, not true, it's Laila. It's only considered Yom with respect to Kriyashma, because that really depends on when people are waking up. Tzitzit is just bothered with a different kashya. That the Mishnah and Omid Beis, on Tess Omid Beis, here, when is the earliest man to recite Kriyashma Shel Shachar? So the Mishnah says, it's before Hanei Tachama, before sunrise, but it's after Alos HaShachar. It's after Alos HaShachar, not the second after, it's quite a while after. One time it says, Mishnah Ben Chelus Lanova. That's an earliest man, after Alos HaShachar. Alos HaShachar is still pitch black out here, very dark out here. No. The period of the Yishalmi points out, the period of time in between sunset and Seif HaTichavim, we treat it as the Gems of the Glider, but the period of time between Alos HaShachar and Eit HaChama is Vada Yom. We pass in Vada Yom. And this Brisa holds know that it's Vada Laila up until Yichav. Against the Mishnah Megillah, up until Eit HaChama. The Taisus is bothered with Akash, take note of the Shem bothered with Akash, because the Mishnah says on the next daf, on Tess on the day, that the earliest man to say Kriyashma in the morning is one time it says Mishiachim and Taylor's Lelovon, which is in the summer, 10-15 minutes after Amud HaShachar. The next time it says Mishiachim and Taylor's Lekarsi, that's already later. It's a latest man. It's a latest man. Taylor's love on one is dark and one is light. The other Taylor's look character, they're both darker colors. Character is green. Taylor's is a question what the color is. We're not sure exactly what it is. So that's a latest man. But in the Mishnah, nobody says that this man of Krishna Shal Shachar is after Amor HaShachar. So what do you do with this rice? If you would have asked me, I would take him off like a Shatanoi. Just like Gilad. He drinks on the Mishnah Megillah. Yeah, Shimon over here is disagreeing with the Mishnah Megillah that it says that he has, and if he shook the Lulav, or he bench asked him to listen to Tzkiya Shaifer. Right. After Allah Shabbat, he says he's not yet. He disagrees with the next Mishnah also on the next job. That's how they reshine him, because that's what the Baal Mokah.
He can't go.
Right, and again, all this is Lila. No, but that's against the Mishnah and Megillah. The Mishnah says in Megillah that the Yavid, if you did all of these mitzvahs after Alot HaShachar, before Yichah, the Yavid you are Yom, because it is Yom. No. There are two theories here. Rav Shimon bar Yochai and Rav Shimon is contradicting two Mishnayim. One Mishnah is contradicting is that he says Le'olam Le'olyahu up until sunrise is Laila. So that's against the Mishnah Megillah. So once we're prepared to say that he's disagreeing with the Mishnah Megillah, that's a solid Mishnah, that the Noma Plague is there. We still say it's Chalik and a solid Mishnah. So it's not, shouldn't be so difficult to say that he disagrees with this Mishnah and next up on Tess on the day. Here's the Chenimei Machloike. Here's the three-way Machloike. His man, the earliest man to Kriyashma Shal Shachar is when? So the Mishnah has two opinions. One opinion is Mashiach Mechelus of Love. One opinion is Mashiach Mechelus Mekarsi. And Mishmar has another opinion, Mashiach Chaver Erichet Zal Ramas. He has three opinions already. When is the earliest man to say Kriya Shema in the morning? When is the earliest you can say? Sheit of Man in Efter Alos HaShachar before Hanei Tachama. The Bart is Adon Shlech, that you say Rav Shimon Bar Yechoy. This agrees with all of them. And we hold Efter Alos HaShachar. No, no, but he said it. Problem, he said Kriya Shema once before Alos HaShachar once Efter Alos HaShachar. Oh, so that's what Taisus says. Taisus says,
it doesn't give you a limit. It doesn't give you how much.
It doesn't give you as none. The last 4 lines of Taisus, I didn't know if HaShachar loved up in the Yahoo. Rav Shimon Bar Yochai does mean that that is the cutoff point. Rosh Hashanah and Bryce, it gives you a cutoff point. Up until Amud HaShachar is when people are still sleeping in bed, you can say Kriya Shema Shalaila. It's still called the Shachruch. And after Amud HaShachar, that's called the Komecho because there are people waking up. So then he says, no, that's not true. There isn't a cutoff point. There's a period of time when you can't behave either, it sounds like. People are still laying in bed up until Amud HaShachar. But no one's getting out of bed until the later time. So he said there's going to be a 15-minute period of time that it's not the Shabbat Chai, it's not the Kumak. Okay. This could tell us, let's say, 4 o'clock in the afternoon, it's by us also, it's either the Shabbat Chai, not the Kumak. So in the middle of the night, Shabbat Chai, Shabbat Chai, holds also this man like that. After Amud HaShachar, before Mishiyakir, whichever Mishiyakir, it's either the Shabbat Chai, not the Kumak. That's what Taisus is clear.
But if there's a question, isn't it written on that Kumaliku, when the first land or that, or any of the human behavior, we talk about Kumaliku. But can even these things, is it timing according to human behavior? Then it can be all the talk about Kumaliku. You say, no, people behaving different times. Or if it's in dark or night, if it's just astronomical, you say, how can it be eating one or the other?
It's split. That's what you're saying. It's split. So you get it. It's a Kriya Shema. It depends on the talk about Kumaliku. And we assume that it depends when we used to go to sleep and we used to wake up, is not like not, because people today in Gansu and everything is today, because we have electric light, and people go to sleep later than we used to, wake up earlier, later, everything is different today, everything is kaka. So this man in one mikra, that's really assumed, this man in one mikra, she's kusha shatam, rush that, he's done some invention on different occasions, the Chazanish comments on the, and you go on the first paragraph of Avodah Zarah, but Gemara has a member of the Shin Salvi Shin Havi Alma, the world's going to live for 6,000 years. Gemara gives you the breakdown, the three parts of the 6,000 years, but the first 2,000 out of the 6,000 were 2,000 years of Tohu. And then the next 2,000 years were Torah. The next 2,000 years, now we're living in a period that's called Yemei HaMashiach. So the Gemara says, when did the 2,000 years of Torah begin? When Avraham Avinu started to teach HaShanevash, HaNevash HaShanevash HaKorah, when he was teaching Torah. And that period lasted for 2,000 years. And after the 2,000 years, no one was learning Torah anymore. So the Mashiach, no one was, the Mashiach lived after the 2,000 years. The 2,000 years were up in the year 240. It's Kuvvet HaTanayim, at the end of the Kuvvet HaTanayim. What do you mean, no one was learning Torah? All the Amoraim, all the Rishayim, all the Achraim, the Mashiach lived in that period. After the 2,000 years, so no one was learning Torah anymore. So the Mashiach HaVed is done. So the Rishayim HaVed says, no, it doesn't mean that Shnei Alokim Torah is only 2,000 years after that. It means after the Torah, after HaNefesh HaShoros of the Choron, for the last 4,000 years is going to be Torah. But the Gemara says Shnei Alokim, the Gemara HaMashiach means in addition to being a book of Torah, that's also Gemara HaMashiach, Mashiach can come. Mashiach, the Gemara says Mashiach, the word Mashiach, that it should come before the year 240. So that's what the Maharshal says on Agimah. It says Shnei Alokim Torah does mean only restrict the Shnei Alokim Torah. The Shnei Alokim Torah is restricted. The Torah is only up until HaNefesh HaShoros of the Choron. And the Shnei Alokim Torah, the Mashiach, that's restricted. Mashiach can only come in the last 2,000 years. But when it says Shnei Alokim Torah, means that's the beginning of the period of Torah that extends even to the last 2,000 years. But the last 2,000 years, in addition to being a Tkuf of Torah, is also a Tkuf of Yemei HaMashiach. And the Chazanish disagrees in his Sefer on Yerideyah. When he discusses certain issues of Hilchos Treifos, he says, what should we do? We have certain animals and a disease that are described in the Gemara as a treifos, and today it's not a treifos at all. We have certain other animals described by the Gemara in the Shulchan Aruch as a perfectly healthy animal, and today the doctors say that that animal is going to die. It can't live at all. So what do we do with all these halachos? Should we say? And the Gemara says that to determine whether an animal is a traitor depends whether it's going to live. You say chodesh or not. What should we do? Should we change all our halachos? And Achrayim, how hard time is this? Because the Chazanish writes, it doesn't bother him at all. Since the Gemara says Shnei Halachim Torah, so what does the Gemara need to say that after the year 240 is no longer any learning of Torah going on, it cannot be. So he says, no, all the dinim, all the halachos have to be ikra during those 2,000 years of Torah. And after those 2,000 years are up, everything is frozen, that's what he says. The halachos, if you have to be kaveya. So we know that something changed in the school of Ravina Rav Ashi. The Rambam describes what changed. And until the days of Ravina Rav Ashi, they were still transmitting the Torah of Balter. They read it, didn't write the Mishnah. He edited the Mishnah, but he still recited it Balter. That was the Rambam's version of the Geras of Sherry going. That they still used to learn the Mishnah in Balter. Until the days of Rabbi Rav Ashi, then from that time on, they started to learn from the text. So the Rambam writes not only to the Yarech HaZokir that the Iker Masorah of Torah Shebal Peh was when the Torah Shebal Peh was being transmitted Bal Peh. And after the school for Rabbi Rav Ashi, that's called Soif HaYiroh. That's the more involved with Sif HaHeiter. Rabbi Rav Ashi, Soif HaYiroh, what does that mean? HaYiroh means the Iker Masorah when it was being transmitted. Bal Peh, so those people are the Bali HaYiroh. Those people have the right to pass. So whoever comes after Rabbi Rav Ashi have no right to disagree with those who preceded the school for Rabbi Rav Ashi. Because that's how he did a different school of learning. That was the school when the Torah Shabbat was the top choice. And now it's a weaker form of Torah Shabbat because everything was transmitted from the text. We learn everything we talk about stuff. So we understand, the Rambam says, we understand what's the cut-off point of Rabbi Rashi. What's the cut-off point by the Talmud and the Amor, right? But according to the Chazanish, we understand that Rabbi Rashi, Rabbi Rashi, died just around the, a little before 240. But finally, that's kufr, that they had a tradition that the Shnei Halachim Torah, all the halachas have to be mikvah. At that time, any halachas would have to be mikvah. So that's why apparently, Gemara assumes that the Amoraim are not going to disagree with Tanakh. Apparently, that's what the Chazanish says. All the dinim have to be mikvah. But the Chazanish says that it doesn't bother him, the fact that there are traitors that today are healthy and there are animals who were considered healthy in Gemara and Shulchanot, but today they're going to die on the spot. He says it doesn't bother us because these halachas were mikvah during the 2,000 years that the halachas were being made. So that's the family what we assume over here also. It's a serious question. That's what we intend to get to the Zman Kriya Shema also. Shach Lomachok Mecha was determined that Kufa Satanayim when the normal people go to sleep and when the normal people wake up in the morning. And even though today normal people have different schedules because we have a lot of clocks and we have electric lights and everything is different. We don't have to dance around the system of the sunshine and the sun setting and the sun rising. Nevertheless, we still follow these dinim that we mix up the school with Satanas. And then that period of the Shnei Halachim Torah.
An animal that the doctors considered
not being able to live
for years, it's
kosher. It's pretty serious to assume. Pashas in the
other
day is not so.
It's a
Gemara says that the fish are healthiest if you catch them and you have them sit around the house for 2 months without refrigeration, and then you eat it. That is healthiest. The Tzaddik says you better not eat it because you're going to die. So he says, Mishnah HaTzor. They give you a list of different things. Very Yisrael gives a list of different things. Very Yisrael, we spoke about blessed and evil. Says that the man of heaven is no need for Matisse at all. Matisse is no need for Matisse to test. There's no need for Matisse at all because they have it skeptics. And then he gives you all the Maram Akaimans to the Magan Avrams and the Hilfet Sude. And then you're a day, but we assume that Mishtana Matzvah, a lot of times we assume that. The chita by Bris Nivah, right? We assume that Mishtana Atvan. But the Shabbat, whether Mishtana Atvan affects the Ruchat traces, that's the question. Does it affect the Ruchat traces? So the Chazanish claims that it doesn't. That's the question. Whether that, even if you assume that the rest of the Chazanish is right, that all the Dinam and Nikfah, the 2,000 years of Torah, but to say that it doesn't affect the Ruchat traces at all, that's the question. Because for the Gemara would appear, the Hasid has like this, the Hasid on Kumish, on Parshas Mishpatim. And the Pasuk of Basim HaSad HaShem HaLeh Tzecheh and the Dogon of Vavah has it in the day, Simuch HaFtez. The first thing in the Hills of Trent, Dogon of Vavah has, but not even the others have. The Alpi HaLotha, there are two dinim of traces. There's one traces, the only traces that we have HaLotha Majin is Nina, what's called a traces. We don't think about that. Today is different. The table, the rule, doesn't matter. Whatever the tradition has is a trade is trade. And then there's another thing that the Gemara calls the Shev Shmaitzer. So the seven members of Amoraim, beginning of Terek Ezer Trey, because the Gemara has seven descriptions that Amoraim gave of diseased animals, that even though they never had them, that's what the Gemara calls them, the other point out. They never had a Kabbalah, they never had a tradition that these animals should be a tracer. But since the doctors in their period had to say that this animal is going to die within 12 months, that's another thing of tracer. The two parshiyos of tracer. That's the question with the Chazanish. The Chazanish writes as if you ignore the Shtar HaFan in both directions. The animals that are going to die this morning tomorrow, even though today they're not going to die are tracers. Okay, let's go along with that. But it goes the other way also. The animals that are not going to die, even though today they are going to die, we ignore that too. That's the question. Why do you ignore that? You know, everything more things that you don't ignore that.
That's the problem.
So again, So again, the Taisus claims that this manim, that even though this writer of Shem Raichoi clearly disagrees with the Mishnah Megillah, because he holds that the after Alois HaShachar is still Milo, the Chol Dimei HaTera up until sunrise, and the Mishnah Megillah says not so. The after Alois HaShachar, which is way before, over now before sunrise, it's already Yom, Vada Yom. Just as Lachatchili shouldn't do the Mitzvah Sanogit by Yom that time. Even though the bride is clearly in contradiction to the Mishnah Megillah, the Taisa says it's not necessarily in contradiction to the Mishnah test on the day, and we would assume that when he says he can say Kriya Shema Shal Boker after Amur HaShach, he didn't mean to say Miyad. You have to wait a while. Huh? You have to wait a while. Other Rishonim say no. If he disagrees with that Mishnah, and there are anyway three Shitas over here, he can disagree with all the Shitas over here. What's Hagash Lech? He holds a fourth Shita that you can say Kriya Shema after Amur HaShach and Miyad. Or you can even say differently, other Rishonim say. He doesn't disagree with anybody here. All the three shittas on Pesach days are lechatchila. You shouldn't say Kriya Shema before Mashiach Kirei, before Mashiach Kirei, or before Mashiach Kirei, before Mashiach Kirei, but in the end, if you say Kriya Shema after Alois HaShachar, perhaps all the three Talmudim would agree with Rav Shimon bar Yochai. So maybe that's everything blends in together. It's not necessarily Machlokes. Okay, so there are different opinions in the Rishonim. How do we do that? This is the first right. So the Hasidim, Anshei Maaser, used to recite Kriya Shema right before sunrise, so that they would begin to recite Shemon Esrei right after sunrise. That was based on the pasuk Yeruch and Shemesh. But they have the Yeruch Shema, and that's on Tetzin Abay. Amar Abzeir in my crook, that it says Yeruch and Shemesh was never read Dor Dor. That's the question, what do they do? What do these Vasikim do with the Mishnah in Megillah? The Mishnah says in Megillah that Lachatchili shouldn't fulfill any mitzvah is Mana Bayom before Hametzah Chama. How come they recommend Lachatchili that you should say Kriya Shema before Hametzah Chama? Before, so that you get to say Shema Esrei after, that's what the Rishonim is. So there's a long Taisus in Yuma, a gigantic Taisus in Yuma, because there is a Mishnah in Yuma. The Mishnah lists off all of the wonderful people who donated things to the Beit HaMikdash and said, take a tithe with Rabbah. Then it lists off all the people who were wicked and evil and who had certain patents on different things and didn't want to teach everybody else, and list them off. Shemeshan Yerkar. So one of the people who listed off in the Mishnah was one, Eleni Hamalko, the woman who donated and the Resha Shel Zohar, a golden candelabra, a golden order, and it was on a high spot in the Beit HaMikdash. And when the people in the Adar would see the sun shining, the reflection of the sun shining from the sunshine in the Mizrah, they would find on the Mizrah, and they would see the sun shining, they would know that it's time to say Kriya Shema. So when does the sun shine, when does the sun reflect itself on the depression? It's the Hanei Sakhama.
So how come here it says that the prophet time is like
Yeshua, and there it says that it's not? This is a shadow that
Pashtas is the Machlekes. The Rasikin hold not like that Gemara.
That Gemara says the prophet time to begin to take Yeshua in the morning, and after the sun rises, and this Gemara says not. The Pashtas says it's the Machlekes.
Is there an argument that
so the Baal HaMor says like the Baal HaMor, and I doubt the very beginning on Daf Beis, the Mishnah starts in Daf Aleph, and the Sichta starts in Daf Beis, but the Mishnah starts in Daf Aleph on page Beis, and the Rif is a long, there's a Rif and a Baal HaMor, and my son to the Baal HaMor says that Pshat, that there's no contradiction. He says the screen after the sun starts to, the sliver of the sun rises above the horizon, that's already called Hanei Sachama, and the depression is going to start to shine. So that's when everybody should take Kriyashma. And that's the same as the Vasikin. That's the same. The Vasikin would finish Kriyashma before the full Hanei Sachama, so that there was Shema Nasri after the full Hanei Sachama. How long is that? So the Rebbe 1.7, that's about 2 minutes, to say. So that from the beginning of the sunrise to the end of the sunrise, and that's in 2 minutes.
That's like,
so they said Kriyashma very quickly. Yes. So he said that they finished Kriyashma very, very quickly. They started saying Kriyashma after the beginning of the sun's rising, and they started Shemoneh Esrei after the entire sun went up above the rising. Very brief. The Rabbi Natam, and the Taisus in Numa, says otherwise. He says no, that the Ikirin says Gemara in Megillah, the Mishnah Megillah that will have finished, do any mitzvah should mana bayom before Hamei Tachan. And that's why the Mishnah says in Yomid, that when they would see the sun shining on the Negreshes, that after the sun rose already, then they would begin to say Kriyashma. Either Vasikin said Kriyashma before Hanei Bachama, so he says the Hasidim do everything wrong. No, the Hasidim do everything wrong. The Hasidim, they did it wrong.
Kriyashma is in the unique, it is specified the time when it's defined together, this is human behavior. When do you say it? Then there's no time. It's a trouble for me. If you get up, I'm standing, you get whatever, according to your behavior.
No.
This is not behavior.
This is not behavior.
And therefore, we cannot compare it with the person of thinking. We don't compare to safety, we don't compare to safety. And that's the same question about ourselves. In that way, in age is the trouble for me. The only thing to determine not the creation of age, then it's trouble for me.
Okay.
That's the
that whenever you should be afraid that a person may make a mistake, that's the shot of the manner that we all have watches or clocks in the shore, so what should, maybe we shouldn't make the exam, we discussed that. So the idea is that the manner that the whole mission in the Gila doesn't apply. As though Yoel Zalig Rabinovich Steinem, who was a Rabin, first he was a Rabin in front of it, then the Rabin Nid, then the Rabin Yerushalayim, those were Cook's first father-in-law. Cook's wife died, and then he had no children, and he married another wife. And he had Rabbi Yehuda Cook in the second wife. So his first father-in-law was the Adarant, who was a great good. So he was later, the Tzarki Omer, he was chosen to be the Rab in Yerushalayim. So he had this partner, he had a friend who was only Rabban, around 70 years ago. And Yishami said that Hayyoy said his father's only time he has a watch, every shul has a clock. So what do you mean you shouldn't? You're not allowed to say Halal or Hakkinah before sunrise. And you shouldn't then Shelsea before sunrise. And you shouldn't blow Shayfa before sunrise. Why? Because you may make a mistake, and you may do it so far in advance that it'll easily be before Shashash. But you have a watch. What's that? 20 people have a watch in shul, they don't tell you what time it is. So how can it be that everybody's making a mistake? If you walk outside the street and you're guessing, then you can guess wrong. How are you going to know how soon before sunrise it is? You never know in either direction. But if you have a watch, you listen to the radio.
You depend on the Shiach, that's not a commission of time. You can't tell by your watch.
Shiakim is also a question as to whether it's a fixed amount of time. Shiakim's Kaver, Rechid Dal Ramen, so it actually depends on conditions outside. Some of us can say if there's snow outside, if there's light outside, right, so then the Shiakim is earlier. If it's cloudy, if anyone, the Shiakim is later. And other Pashtuns say nothing. Most of the Pashtuns say the Shiakim means on a normal, average day. Discounting good weather or bad weather, Mashiach is a norm. So that's all for
certain. No one knows
exactly what you're talking about. Yeah, around 15 minutes before sunrise. should basin, Shaka Sabbath, it's not about 50 minutes before that. More than that.
Since the Zman, the Lachatila, the Gizman of Davening, we assume is like the Vasikin, so we assume that the Chachamim will never go there. When they get the Talus and Tzillin, even though there's no mitzvah of Tzillin Balayla, and there's no mitzvah of Talus Balayla, but they will never go there to say that you can't fulfill the mitzvah of Talus and Tzillin up until after Hanei Chachamim. Because the normal thing is you put on Talus and Tzillin and then you start Davening. So the Zman that you're allowed to Daven already, even though it's before Hanei Chachamim, namely, the Shakar Sabir, we can tell that, because that's the Zman also of the Talus Nisu. So from that time on, it's permissible to say the Bracha of the Talus Nisu. It's the Zman of the Shakar.
That's the Gemara in Yuma that you quoted. Was that in the first 30 minutes or
the second? The also?
Exactly. Yeah. Would there have been a difference between the first and the second? Wasn't there a commission also in Yuma where they said they spotted it? Where they see it, they see it. The federal is coming up, but the time when they ran, they did, and the code is different, because they vexed their vote about what somebody saw before the thing showed up from Royal Mountain. You have it on.
When is Amud HaShachar?
Yeah.
But they thought. They're saying Kol Am Yisrael.
Yeah, right. But they thought they went with Rita, didn't they?
Yeah.
And then they thought they probably did away.
That was way before. Way before Hanei Tacham. This mission says about Hanei Tacham. When it was Hanei Tacham, the people in the Azari would recite Kriya Shema. People in Yerushalayim would recite Kriya Shema. Here it talks about the Karbon Tamid. The Karbon Tamid is right after Amud HaShachar. That was an hour and a half before Hanei Tacham.
But we built our shachas according to the Kabbalah.
That's the machlokes, whether we're permitted to recite Shema Esrei shachas before Hanei Tacham. That's machlokes. We discussed the Pichad Shaul, that since the Beis HaMikdash, every day of the year they used to bring the Karbon Tamid Shel Shachar before Hanei Tacham. They used to bring it after Hayom Tanei Kol Am Yisrael, way before. You know, I'm about writing the Thomas on page 8, on that base of the Lucas. Why? Because Kohanim is his name. Even though the Mishnah Megillah says a native Zerah. That any Mishnah that should be done by Yom, you're not allowed to do before the sun rises, because you're afraid you may do it too early. And Beit HaMikdash, because Kohanim is his name, so we're not afraid, and we allow them to bring the Korbanos every single day of the year. Lechatchila, before the Tamash Shel Shachar, not only on Yom Kippur. Mishnah Megillah, at the beginning of the third parish, says on Yom Kippur. And Mishnah Tamash, at the beginning of the third parish, says, all year long, they brought the Tamash Shel Shachar after Alot HaShachar, which is a significant amount of time before Hanei Tacham to the Chichadosh, right? That since that's when they brought it to the Beit HaMikdash, and Tfilos HaKenegah HaKorbanos Tikkun, so we are permitted L'Chatchila to daven Shachar every day of the year. After Alot HaShachar, you don't have to wait to daven until Hanei Tacham. And that's one of the Davening about seeking, that's a different thing of Chassidus. If you want to arrange your Davening in such a way that you're going to finish Kriya Shema before Hanei Tacham and then say Shema Nesri right after. But if a person, let's say, doesn't have time to daven about seeking Minyan, so the Chichadosh is absolutely nothing wrong with davening at the first Minyan. At the 6 o'clock Minyan, even though you know in advance that it doesn't have to be even a Shas Tzak, even though you know in advance that you're going to daven off the whole Shema Nesri before Hanei Tacham. And the Mishnah Berurah passes like what he considers the Rebbe Achron will disagree that in the Beit HaMikdash Kohanim is his name, so there we weren't afraid that they're going to make a mistake to bring the Talmud Shel Shachar in the middle of the night before Amud HaShachar. But we're not Kohanim is his name. All over the world there are Jews davening Shachar, so there's the Hatzilah. It's not proper to daven Shachar. Shema Nesri Shachar before Hanei Tacham. But even if you daven Shachar first, Hanei Tacham would be okay. But Lachatchila it's not proper. You have to wait till after Amud HaShachar, after Hanei Tacham. No, he said that we wipe off that whole Mishnah Megillah. Now there is claims that we should do away with the whole Mishnah Megillah. It's permissible Lachatchila and Sukkim. The Ben Jeshurim can say Hallel. Everything he can do before Hanei Tacham. And the Mishnah Guru is working not like the others. Bayom. The Mitzvah Shem Shavua should be Bayom and not Balayla. But Bayom really begins from Alot HaShachar. Just that it's a Zerim, the Rabbanim over the Koshish. Zerim, the Rabbanim, that you may
recite the challah too early, since that's what the mission says, you shouldn't recite the challah before Hanei Tacham. But if everybody has it watching, they all know that it's not too early. So there are signs that it shouldn't be observed. But here's a different shayla. Afilu naniyat, not like the Azeris, we'll assume that the mission of the Gilda still applies, the Gzeira still applies. So is that Gzeira ever enacted in the Gabi Tfilah Shachri? Because the Tfilahs are connected to our Karbonis, and by the Karbonis, they always brought it every day of the year they brought the Talmud Shachar, way before Hanei Tacham. So the Brichadosh and Abitzel Tetzaburg also has a tribute, also the Brichadosh is right. So the Rambam tells like the Brichadosh. They hold that it's permissible of Hatzilah to daven into 6 o'clock midday. Even though you finish Shemoneh Esrei way before Hanei Tacham, he said they're never greater. When you get to Shacharis, they're never greater. Because the Shacharis is connected to Talmud Shachar, and Talmud Shachar, they're never greater. And the Mishnah Berurah says that the Rav Acharim hold not so, that if they come Migdash in different kinds, you can make, and put from Migdash, the Gzeiras that not to daven Lachatzilah before Hanei Tacham, applies even to Shabbos, not to do a mitzvah before Hanei Tacham, even if it's not. That's just a Shabbos Tachmi, that's no Gzeira. The Shabbos Tachmi, a lot of Lachatzilah, which usually is only acceptable to the Yedah. Yes.
Yeah, it's more of a conversation, yes,
said that
some
reached over
the top of the
mountain.
That was the time when
they did the
Shema. So suddenly,
the sun
rose over the horizon 7 weeks
before. The Vasivian said, when it was on top of the mountain, I don't think so. Huh? That's what the Rambam writes.
The sun
rose 7 weeks
before.
Who said that? The Rambam says that?
I
don't know, I have to take a look, I'm not familiar. I don't know, the Pasha Pshat in the Gemara and test on the basis, not so. I have to take a look, the Pasha Pshat is that they said Kriya Shema, that's what it's called in Shulchanot, they said Kriya Shema before Hanei Tacham, so that they would finish Kriya Shema right with Hanei Tacham, and then they would say the Shema Nesri right after Hanei Tacham. So again, these are the different sheets. What do you do with this Tetzisay? This bright version by quite clearly is contradicting the Mishnah Megillah. The Mishnah says that if Tavur HaShachar, Mikra, then it's really Yom. And the Yevon, if you do Nitiva Tzlulu Vatsiya Shofar HaHalo, you will be Yotida. And Shem by Yichayin Ebrai Tzahog exclusively not so, it's really Laila. It's only that even though it's Laila, up until sunrise, you can be Yotida Kriya Shema Shal Shachar at that time, because people are waking up. That's the only exception to it. So the Midbright is clearly contradicting the Mishnah Megillah. The Shaila is that this price choy like on the Mishnah the next day, but that one is the earliest man for Kriya Shema Shal Shachar. The Taita said no machlokes because it didn't really mean to say miyat, take it miyat after Amud HaShachar. You gotta wait 15-20 minutes. Another Rishonim saying no, that is really a machlokes the whole day after Amud HaShachar is already this man of Kriya Shema. Another Rishonim say that it's not at all a machlokes. That all the Tanoim on the next stop are just giving you this Malva Hatzila, and they themselves would be murdered to the Bidiyev, if you say Kriyashma, after Amud HaShachar, you would be at Bidiyev. Okay, three different sheets in the Rishon. So far, it sounds good. Now the Gemara quotes, how do we Paskin? On the first white line, on the bottom of Chesed and Beis, Omer Avraha Pachanina, Omer Rav Shimon Levi, we have the tradition of Shimon Levi, Halochei Kerav Shimon Bayechoy. We Paskin like Rav Shimon Bayechoy. Good, that if you said Kriyashma, before Alos HaShachar, Kriyashma, after Alos HaShachar, you just say, for the two Kriyashma, Shalai LaShabai. Okay. And Ika, another version, has the Ika Damat in Mohadar, Rav Acha Bar Hanina, the name of Rav Shimon Levi, that we pass from like Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. And a different Bryce, that has a slightly different version of what Rav Shimon Bar Yochai said. Ahad the Tanya, the following Bryce, slightly different Zman, Rav Shimon Bar Yochai Yohim, Rav Shimon Rabbi Akiva. The first Bryce is Rav Shimon Bar Yochai stating his own bit. The next price is Rav Shimon Bar Yochai Mishmei de Rabbeik. What's the name of Rabbi Akiva? A different man. Palmin, sometimes. Shem Kari Kriya Shema Shtei Palmin by Yom. Sometimes the person recites Kriya Shema twice in the same day. Achas Kodem Anei Tzacham Avachas Lach Anei Tzacham The Yetzi Bohem, the Yetzi with the two Kriya Shema Tidei Chai Bas, Achas Shaliyah, Achas Shalayla.
So
the Gemara asked Akasha, the same Akasha before. Hagulf Akasha, you tell me that he said Kriya Shema Bayom once before Hanei Tzachama, once after Hanei Tzachama. The time to eat before Hanei Tzachama, the Medi considered Yom because Yom begins with Amud HaShachar, an hour and a half before, an hour and a quarter before sunrise. Hagulf Akasha, the Sirim and Ebe. Amrit, first you tell me, Paul, you should have been Kriya Shema, stay calling by Yom, Amro. What can you infer? Kodim, Hanei Tzachama, Yom, Amro.
It's already Yom starting from Alot HaShachar. And then Vahadatani, then you tell me that you're trying to think about Akshal Yom Akshal Laila. Yes, it's Akshal Laila.
In Yom.
In the middle of the day, in Yom. After Hanet Chama, after Alot HaShachar, before Hanet Chama is Yom. And you have to Kriyashma Shalala, how can it be? Alma Leil Yehu. If you have to Kriyashma Shalala, it's Lila Gemara says, well, there's no contradiction in anything. No steer. Liyadam Yimamahu, Liyadam, this price is good. This is the price that follows the Mishnah Megillah. Reifta, Loisa Shachar, Yom. But with respect to Kriyashma Shalala, it doesn't depend on Yom versus Lila. It depends on the Shachbucha, the Haidi Korolei, Leil Yehu. The reason why the Brisa says that you have to Kriyashma Shalala, the big issue, because people are still sleeping by Ishaito, and therefore it still is not to be used to Kriyashma Shalala. But the second version of Rav Shimon Bar Yochai has him quoting in the name of Rabbi Akiva, not his own name, like the first Brisa. The second Brisa is the name of Rabbi Akiva, and his mind is different. The cutoff point is not... Alot HaShachar, the cutoff point is on Eitz HaChama. And now the version has an Amar Abach of Rav Chanin, Amar Shimon Bar Yochai, Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, Rav Akiva. So we're talking like the second version. Fine. Okay. So now, Black Hashanah, so how do we talk to
him?
There are two versions, but what did he say? He talks like the first, he talks like the second. Can you possibly talk to him like both? The Chastira, how can it be that he talks to him like both? So the Balamar says, you can't talk to him like both. The Chastira and anything. So the Rish says, no. The Rish says, we talk to him like both, right? How can it be that he talks to him like both? The Chastira and anything. That's exactly the Balamar's question. But the Rish falls, there's no Chastira. If you have a period of time, He quotes Tanya, the first of Shimon Meichai, and he says, Halacha Kira Shimon Meichai. The Vigan of Matthew Law, he quotes the second of Shimon Meichai, Halacha Kira Shimon Meichai. And right on that, he quotes the third of Shimon Meichai. He talks like both, but the Balamor says, Balamor says that Muzakish Kora the Beit Shrei. And that Kashmir and Vigan of Rambam, he didn't talk to the tree, he talks like this, he talks like that, and he talks like the whole. So the character says that the recall there is no spirit. The period of time in before Amud HaShachar.
No.
Too few people are getting up. Very few people are getting up. But that doesn't count. So that's how we call the Shachbucha. After Hanei Tzachama, enough people are waking up. After Hanei Tzachama, after the sun rises, enough people are waking up. That it's not called the Shachbuch anymore, it's only called the Shachbuch, but in between Alot HaShachar and
there,
it's a chambo, it's some people are sleeping, some people are waking up, there's practice for both of them. It's good, you can say Kriya Shema Shalai, you can say Kriya Shema Shalbuk. Aye. So why doesn't the Tosis in the Russia, why doesn't the Lord say that? Because it is, Father Shalakar Kriya Shema. Why do you say that Kriya Shema before Hanei, before Alot HaShachar?
Right in. What?
So the Rishonim all asked that question. So why, if you hold, you can live with both brides can live in peace and harmony together. But what does the idiot pass from A to B? You can't pass them both. They can't be together. But according to those Rishonim, there is. We hold that you can pass them both together. And the Shulchan Aruch quotes like that. So why doesn't somebody come up and say, Pamim Shana Kari Kriyashma, Shtei Pamim,
after Alos HaShacham, before Vayanei Shachamo, and the first one is Tovayim, and the second one is Tovayim. The Tzavi Shoyim say Yenachan Ali? We'll still get to the details, what the Mishnah is going to answer. The Rosh is called the Shemunah says no. That's the time to decide to. The only time we allow you to say in a Zuki's mind is if there's some cutoff point, there's some demarcation, and that's like twice in between Alos HaShacham, Eitz HaChaman, there's no Zman Al-Tidina between them. You can't say twice then. But if you said once Kriya Shema before Alos, and once after Alos, or once before Alos, once after Alos, so those are two different Zman, and then you say Yeshiva. That's how the Rosh, and that's why it's called Shema.
Yeah,
okay. Tysus would say, Tysus claims that that's what it means in the Brisa. Once before Amud HaShacha, once after, in the first Brisa. So he says, Amud HaShacha doesn't mean Amud HaShacha means Yishayake. That's what it says in the first Brisa. Once before Yishayake, once after Yishayake. That's what
They
can even do Hekta Chalav Nevarim Balaz, but they certainly do it by Yom, so why can't you daven Ma'ariv at 1:30 in the afternoon, Zofter? You daven Mincha at 12:30, and by the afternoon, you daven Ma'ariv, Hekta Chalav Nevarim, you can do it. That was a time in the page, he was as good as he and not by the fact that he was afraid, but he was afraid. Not by the fact that he was afraid, he wouldn't suggest it, because it was a practice in the Middle Ages, hundreds of years ago, that they used to daven Ma'ariv very, very early. This meaning we still have today. Some of the congregations in the government. That place is a Dan Meir of Gor before Plagamim. What in the world is it based on? That the Shumas Adesh is Mephaktik, that it's Brachas Urato. It's a corner to get together later. They shouldn't daven so early. But that's what the Shulman Sadeshim is Ma'arav, I'm not meaning, maybe it should be a Brachal Ratov. But if the Yeshua says it's not for the fact that he's willing, it's not for the fact that he's afraid to argue with all the Mishraim, he would have said, where did they get this change from? That his man of Ma'arav only begins after his man of Mincha, and why can't it be the same man? It's connected to Hekta Chalom Eivor, which is even Balayla, but it's certainly Balayla. But we are still not like the finish. We are still like all the Rishonim. That is Manashul Zez, look, is Manashul Zez. So the same by the Kriyashma.
I'm not sure if people maybe in other areas where it's a big example.
Yeah.
But by Kriyashma, you see clearly here that the Kennedy is an unreal overlap. It was as much as Kennedy very
so why is it a tie to the Shabbat? That's what the Shabbat quotes the Rosh, and it's constant to tie to the Shabbat. Another thought that it's not a tie to the Shabbat.
Maybe the Rosh
has a Shabbat. You all like to read. You read the family is not so worried about tie to the Shabbat like the Rosh. The Rosh is the one who came up with that. So the Yod is no problem with tie to the Shabbat. So how come nobody mentions over here, why don't we have a bride that says, Achidus Agadus Hidus, Shalom Shalom Kari Kriyashma. Hey, Pomim is my Nechod. In between Avot HaShachar and Haleta, how many of you to go? So that's what we'll have to learn a little more Gemara. Let this be the man for both. Let it be the man for both. That's the Roshal. Roshal, but the Mashmaz of the Pasuk is that it's two different man. You can't have the same man. The other one holds that there's no Herkachos in the Pasuk.
That's your Machlaik. They also let their point about saying to his man.
The question here, the Ramban points out on page 8, on the bottom of the river, the important Ramban. He says, normally in Kol HaTarakula, the Dilema Yitzvah, the Dilema determined by the Reis Bnei Adam. What Reis Bnei Adam do? Except over here, by Kriya Shema, I think he says, Bishaf Bechor. The Kuma Echol, Moshe Yochid, so determined by the Miyot Bnei Adam. In both directions. Because the Miyot Bnei Adam are the Bnei Malachim, the day sleeping dead till Gimel Shon Zayom. So we all call them so Bnei Malachim. So we usually call them Kuma Echol, Allah Bnei Malachim. So why is it that Shon Zman Frish, Allah Bnei Malachim, Gimel Shon Zayom? The Rabban says, as long as there's a Miyot Bnei Adam, there's a Miyot of the Miyot of Bnei Adam who wake up at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, and college begins also in Yeshiva College. At 6 in the morning, they wake up to college in the afternoon. That's miyut to the miyut to the Rambam. You can't think of that even based on the miyut to the miyut. But there is a significant miyut for the other, namely the Bein Melachim, to wake up Gimel Shoaz Bayom. So since it says, Bikum Mecho, Lashem Yachid, so it depends on the miyut to the other. And then there's a miyut to the other who are waking up so early, the Shachim and Chavis and Love, and the Shachim and Chavis and Kard, and the Shachim and Chavero. But since it's a miyut to the other, in that direction, that direction, it didn't mix up by the miyut to the other. And all the sheets on the Tanaim are how much of a miyut of Bnei Adam do you consider that you shouldn't consider them miyut to the miyut? You should ignore them. So that's what the whole Machlokes revolves about on Testament base. What's called miyut and miyut for the earliest man for Shacharis? And on that base on the base we have what's the miyut and miyut for the man of Kriyas Mashalaiva? When does it begin? One time it says when the Oni begins things, one time it says when the Osher begins things, when the Shabbos, and one time it says when you go to Mikvah, you come out of the Mikvah. Each one is 5 minutes off from the other one. All the Shiurim, what's in the Yuta to be with that? How far do you go with this cloud of Miyut than the other? So to tell me when is the earliest man for Zman Shchit. So the general outline of the Din we have, but the details were, was the Machlokes HaTanaim, how much of the Miyut than the other should we consider? So getting back again, the real task is like both brides, they hold that there's no stealer. Except that the real holds that it's not exactly the same. The first bride that we're talking like, you can say Kriya Shema once before, Alonza Shachar once after, and you have to Kriya Shema Shalayla, you have to Kriya Shema Shalayom, that's good, Afilu Shalayla Shalfatkar. But the second bride is, Gemara says, we're talking like that, but there's two versions. First, the Gemara had the version of what we learned so far. And the second line on Testament Aleph, the Gemara says, Amra, Rasbra, Tanin, Amra, Shimba, Leva, Loch, Yer, Shim, Shama, Mishim, Rabbi Kiva. We talk about the second price. That's the way the Gemara first quotes. Now the Gemara quotes, let's skip the next line for a minute. We'll get, the next line is very important. We're going to have to get back to it. We can skip it, but for the meanwhile. The author of Yitzchak by Yosef Omar, when he came from Eretz Yisrael, Rabbi Shimba, Levi, he lived in Eretz Yisrael. He was a contemporary of Rabbi Yechonon. Rabbi Yechonon, Rabbi Yechonon, Rabbi Yechonon, Rabbi Yechonon, so when he came to Babel, Rabbi Yitzchak by Yosef came to learn in Babel, he said over, Father Rabbachad Rabchanin in the name of Yeshua Levi, not exactly so straight. Not that he says outright, we talked about the second price of Rabbi Shimon by Yosef, the Shem Rabbi Kiva, not the Tevish, but he didn't say it outright, Elam Echloi, but there was a mice of Shehoya, and we can infer that that's what he held. What was the inference? Those who get the Rabbanim, there was a pair of Talmidei Chachamim, Talmidim. Rabbanim means Talmidim. The Ishtaka bin Lula, the great Rabbi Shimon Levi, Rabbi Shimon Levi's son got married, and they got drunk at the wedding of the son of Rabbi Shimon Levi. The Ishtaka bin Lula, the great Rabbi Shimon Levi, also the Kamei Rabbi Shimon Levi. So these two Yeshiva Bachrim came to ask Rabbi Shimon Levi, can they still say Kriyas Shema Shalayla after Amud HaShachar? It's after Amud HaShachar. Omar, he died Rabbi Shimon this Mechala B'Shat HaTzach. Oh, such a Shat HaTzach. You can rely on Rav Shimon. They were drunk. They got drunk, and then when they... Right. Yeah. Then when they woke up... There is a little difference. But actually, it's not permitted to daven if you're slightly drunk to the extent that you wouldn't be welcome on with Rav Shimon. Kriyashma, as long as you're not a shikish, they give it to Kriyashma Shalom. If you're stone drunk, the person is so shikir, absolutely does know what he's doing, is off his in, not able to, he's a shaker, he's not off his in, a shaker, let's say if it would be makar, his cousin at that time, the cousin would be kosher, if a person becomes mishpater, and then the makar of the carbon model, he's going to stay for shkus, the carbon is not kosher. But this person is not exactly, we wouldn't label him as a gavra, a shaita, but we say he's not able to stretch his out. Okay, okay. So we would say he wouldn't be yet to the mitzvah because he's a lapa chiyuba at that time. But if he's lo yigil to shkus to shalom, so he's not yet reached that stage, he's just very tipsy, so then he's not allowed to daven in Shmona Esri, because for Shmona Esri you have to be able to stand in Shemit with Shem Melech, and he would never have to flip to stand by the Melech. But to say Kriya Shema, yes. But here's the thing, the Rabbi says benching. He says the Shukhanak was from the Yishami. He says the Chalta of the Sabata, or the Erachta. So the Chalta of the Sabata, he's going to drink wine in the middle of the meal. People who are in the Dunga, even a little bit tipsy, he can still bench Birchat Hamazon. And Birchat Hamazon does not have the same strict requirement as Shmona Esrei.
And then you have to be able to stand kind of the camera and there is a lot of not to even go for Braga, see what? It's still not the same. It's still not the same as Shmanesh.
As he said, he slept and they got up.
Yeah. So then he has to shout. So the Rajbo, usually the Gemara has, not the Bereshit, not the Chalomit, but we said the name of Shimon Levi, he didn't say outright, but he might have shown, he gave it stuck, and we can infer that that's what he holds. So most of the time, he came out all the time, he's going to say, the Gemara Chalom of Ma'ai, and if you only figure it out by your reading, he's God, so the Gemara will say, well, you can think of, and maybe it's only that case because there's a special reason, maybe you misunderstood the difference. Here the Gemara doesn't explain what's the difference, whether the first version is correct that he says outright, or Rabbi or the Meister that says, Tushi Kritzalvin came to ask Kishan, and Mishim Rabbi Paskin, Kedai of this Machoda, that he passed on Kishan. What's the difference with this Machoda? The Gemara doesn't explain. So the Rajbo explains it a little bit, that Mishkan of Yankov has it, and he explains it further. He explains what the Rajbo is driving at. The Gemara never explained the difference, whether it's Machoda or the Kedai, because the difference is Ruben Le'evo. Yeah. According to the first version, he says, outright, not the Kerbek either. It doesn't have to be a Shachat Char. Absolutely nothing wrong. You can say Krishna after Alois HaShach. There's nothing wrong. You can say Krishna Shalayla after Alois HaShach. Even half the people are waking up.
How much was the Mishnah to go again? In other words, the Mishnah, I
guess,
it only goes up to
Abel and
the
Tzarka. Yes. Not in the Mishnah. The right direction by Mishnah. Rabbi Kiva was better than Rabbi Yomir. Rabbi Kiva was bigger than Rabbi Yomir. He was before Rabbi Yomir. That the right to have done even more than Rabbi Yomir. Rabbi Shulman Levi says, that's how he passed like Rabbi Kiva's quotation in the right. But the second version that is Mechlala is a big difference, that it's only if it's a big shot of Chazon, boy, in a shikri, something like that. But the Chachimah that a guy should sit around and sit with some and learn all night long, and then he's going to say, Kriyashna Shalaila, after Aleita Shachar. So then, according to the second version, if it's not a shot of Chachar, we wouldn't follow Rabbi Akiva. If you say like that, that's what there is apparently to hold him. Rajbo points out that that's what there is hold. That there's a difference over here, and the Rav holds, the Raj, when the Rav holds, that we don't pass like the first version of the Shulman Levi, that we pass an outline like Rabbi Kiva. No. There were two brises of Rabbi Shimon Levi. The first brise of Rabbi Shimon Levi, B'Shem Atzmo. Rabbi Shimon Levi younger. The second brise of Rabbi Shimon Levi, B'Shem Rabbi Kiva. That the second brise, true, there is passes like those, but the second brise, the only passes like it, it's a six shot of Chagod, like this. So that's why you don't have a brise that puts the two together, Kodim Shad, Kari Kriyashma, Stay Kodim, Maloto Ezman. Why? Because they're not the same. They say Kriyashma Shal Yom, Yifor, Hanei Tachamo, it's perfectly alright. There's absolutely nothing wrong with it. But they say Kriyashma after Shalaila, after Alon Tashaka, before Hanei Tachamo, it's only good if it's a big shot of Tach like Shikri, such a shot of Tach like this. You might have a tape and you were there in the room and then you realize that it's there, so I'm going to talk about it, it's more of so is that kind of chance of crack that your mom is an Eidu Gomer, yeah, like an Eidu Gomer, then and only then will start skin like your Rebbe Akiva. But that's why you don't have a price of putting this both of them together, because one is a normal thing and one is going to be shot on crack. That's how the Rebbe and the Rajbah hold. That's the way it says in Shulchan Aruch. That the second din, Rebbe Akiva's smoky din is only the big shot of crack and only is Gomer. Like this. And other Rishonim hold not so. Other Rishonim hold not like that really. That we talk in our life like Rabbi Akiva. That's a big machlokes over. What does it mean, Shas HaTzak? Kedai Rav Shimon, this machlokes of the Shas HaTzak. That's some interesting, fascinating issue. The Gemara has this here, it says on the side. Kitten Yutesh, Shabbos, Memhei, Erev, and Vav, Nida, Vav, Tess. The Gemara has in different places. All the other places are dealing with Rabbanah. All the other cases are dealing with Rabbanah the Sefer. That looks in about Chumash and Neiflei Benigah, all dealing with Rabbanah. That's why there's a Machlokes in the Yeridei and Reish Tzadi Gimel. In the third Chelek Yeridei, there's a sermon about eating Chodosh. It's a big problem. Chodosh means a new tour that was planted after Pesach, and it was harvested before the next Pesach. He didn't bring the carbon haimer yet. The Zman says there's no carbon haimer, but the day of the first day Chalamai, the Tzum HaShoyim, when the day passes on which you should have brought the carbon haimer, that's not the Chodesh. So if I have tour that was harvested years ago, so that's Yosha. Pesach already passed over that. But if you have tour that was planted, tour means from the Hamesh and Sinadam, the wheat or barley, or the various forms of wheat, or various forms of barley. It doesn't apply to all other fruits and vegetables and rice and other things, only to the Hamesh and Sinadam. So if you have wheat and barley that were planted
After Pesach, they took root, the Shvishu. After Chalamay Pesach, after the first day of Chalamay Pesach, says I listen. And Adai Lo Higia says I listen, Shalashan Abroh. That's what's called Chodosh. And it's a pasuk in the Torah that you're not allowed to eat the Chodosh. But the Shalim was in Europe, that everybody ate Chodosh. Practically all the Jews in Europe ate Chodosh. How did they violate the Chodosh? So the Tag and the Shach discussed this in Shulchan. So they quote that there's some hold on, you know, here, a hefte, whatever, shver, a hefte. So we follow the Hashem. The Bakan, the other tag, they have different hefte. Yes, the Ramon says, it's fake, they have different hefte, and here it is. So the Shach is, the hefte are so shvach, what are we relying on? Talk it today, there it goes. Don't rely on any of the hefte. There's people now who are observing, many years ago, about 22, 23 years ago, when the Rav's mother died, the Rabbi Soledig at that time said a hefset to his mother. The Rav, I don't think the Rav spoke on that occasion, but his wife was sick, but he did speak. The Rabbi Soledig said in a hefset that his mother was telling the doctor, his father, that starting a couple of months after Pesach, when they were decided with their father, she would fill up the freezer full of challahs, from Yashin challahs, and she would only use those challahs all year long. That was at a time that hardly anybody was in the doctor. No one ever heard of Kodesh. And then now, the last 10 years, it became very popular. But she was talking to Israel Kodesh at the time that people weren't very good. But in Rob was in Berlin. We used to call them the Rizkit Sadiq. But he was in Israel Kodesh all the years that he went to the university. And he was away from home. He would always be in the doctor, not to eat Kodesh. Then he came to America. He said, when he came to America, but he asked around, is there any Kodesh? And he said, no, there's no Kodesh in America. There's no Kodesh in America. So he started eating regular, and then he said, years later, he found out what they meant. There was no Shabbos, no Kodesh, no Kodesh. So he said, but since he already, he got used to eating regular bread, so he didn't switch back. But his mother, although she was always in the doctor, she was always in Israel, never to eat, and she stayed a lot for our Baron Kodesh. So our Baron was always in the doctor, kind of Kodesh, in America. He was always in Israel, that's all. So the Shach and the Taz and the Yerodeh, they should start again. On that Simon HaKadosh, they talk about this. A big Shach, a pack in Europe. Where are you going to get Yashon? They didn't have a Yashon bakery over there. They didn't have a freezer. Where are you going to throw away flour? How are you going to do it? So they say, look, this is such a big Shach and Taz. Maybe we should follow Zechan the Ramor, follow Zechan the Taz, follow Zechan the Rabbeinu Boruch, the Bala Shuna. Kedai Yudis Mechal of the Shach and Taz. So the Shach, you apply Kedai Yudis Mechal of the Shach and Taz only to deal with the Rabbanon. But then you even apply it to the end of the right. So that's the machlokes between the Taz and the Shach, and they study Gimel. One of the Achran holds that it only applies to Gimel, one based on who, the other Gemara, and the Masoret HaShach on the right hand side. The other one says, no, this Gemara talks about Kriyashma. Kriyashma is the right. The others hold, no, Kriyashma is also the Rabbanan. No, later on that talk, I don't know. Chayt is possible, Kriyashma is one of their right. The Rabban possible, Kriyashma is their right. Now the congregation of Sadek Light Corners and Machlek is later on that Chopal. So that's the Shadi. Can you prove from this Gemara that Shidai and this Machal the Shat Haskat even applies to Dinim the Right? So that's the Machlek. That's what Abne Nezer discusses. Abne Nezer has a Shuvah that Shmita Bizman Azek. Can you rely on the Hesem Echire? It's such a fluky Hesem. It's all based on the Rabbeinu Baruch, and the other Rishonim seem not to agree with the Rabbeinu Baruch. Is that enough to rely on? So the Abne Nezer is describing the situation as it was on the Kibbutzim 100 years ago. They said that if he won't rely on the Hesem Echire, they'll absolutely go broke and they'll have to go around shlaring gels from the Jews in Europe. They'll have to be aliyim to be mispagnus men hazdoket. So he holds that that's Shat Atchak. They write, Kedai Hulik Mechol B'Shat Atchak to Rabbi Nezorot, even though it's a din there, right? Because, and he refers you to the Shat and the Taz and the Hulik is where you apply this cloud to din him there, right? There's the Shat. That's part of the Shaila. Maybe Shmita Zerabba. Shmita Zerabba is not so good. But even if you hold that Shmita should be there right, maybe you can still follow Zach on the issues. That's the Shaila. What in the world is this based on? If the Machloek is that you're talking not like him, what do you mean that the Shaila says Chaki do talking like that? What does that mean? Either the Din is like that or the Din is not like that. A very strange concept. So the Mishkanot Yankov had in his paper on Brachis, on Daf the Yud Aleph, on the paper said, Tani Rabbi Chesko. He has a marvelous essay. I didn't mean to kick him in, but he has a marvelous essay there where he explains what's going on in the Gemara there. So he says, the Gemara holds that whenever there's a machlokes, the Gemara says as far as Eilu Eilu Divin Lekim Chayim. Even though there is Gepaskin Halacha Techad Mandala, it doesn't mean that the other Mandala is rule. No, they both have a Shevish and Torah. When the first one gave the Torah to Moshe Rabbeinu, I've seen the Mashur right, and the Emir is in Dafti Kimel, and that Gemara is an Eilu, we have a different Chaim in there. And the Rizwar writes, and other, the Marami Prag, and others write like this. The Mamashi Rabbi asked the Rebbe Shalom, what's the din in this case? And he said, what's the din in that case? Musa, what's the din in this case? And he said, it has elements of Hefe, elements of Yisra, and he leaves it up to the Chachmei Hazor, she becomes the third. The nation passed according to their understanding of Dabokas. So whenever you have a Machlokes on a gray area of Dabokas, the Gemara will say that Eilu be able to do the Kimchai, that they both have a kernel of truth to them, because looking from different perspectives, you can understand that all perspectives are valid. They're all looking at the same picture. You look from this direction and you get one perspective. You look from the other direction and you get another perspective. So they can understand how they both have a kernel of truth. But you can keep on dancing with everything with Eilu be able to do whatever you want. Halacha Lamayit, you have to pass enough for the dinner. So the service is not the Rabbin Lahabin. But even though we follow the Sheet of the Rabbin, the day Suffolk Loyalsa is still considered to be a Suffolk Kodun. Maybe the Halacha is like that Mandoma whose opinion has not been accepted. So therefore, we have many Dinim based on that premise that the Sheet of Yechidah that's rejected is not wrong. We have the Mashal Halacha Zigar Mekel Go'ovel. When it comes to Avelis, whenever there's a Machlokes, we don't follow the Rais. Even though the rise holds the chumra, the liyot holds the chumra, the Shmuel says halacha tikar make a problem. And Taisus points out an error in Adaf Mem Vav. The Ramban quotes that Taisus, it's not a mystery. The Ramban says that it comes from the Gaidim, that even if you want to assume that Avelus Yom Rishon is deraita, you still say halacha tikar make a problem. It's not only because Avelus is the Rabbanim, so you make it. No, even if Avelus Yom Rishon is deraita, you still say halacha tikar make a problem. Or you say, call my make a problem, halacha tikar make a problem. Whenever there's a Shiloh Baruch of a Chutzlor, and whenever there's any Sophic Kodo, so we'll make them. Even though there's a Machloikis and the Rosh Sheikh of Kodo Chumre, and Eretz Yisrael will pass in the Chumre, but a Chutzlor will pass in Sophic Kodo Lekula, a Sophic Mamzeris Lekula. Whenever there's a Machloikis, even though it's only passing like the Rabbin, but it's still called the Sophic Kodo. So that's what the Mishkan of Yankees write on Daf Yudalot, because we have another two Kodo in the Gemara. And even though it's Oedje Paskins, let's say you have a Machlokes Yachid the Rabbim and the Rabbim Mamekel. And Yachid is Machlokes. The Gemara will still have many places. It's considered that Midas Chassidus to be Machlokes like the Sheetus HaYachid. Why is it a Midas Chassidus? It's Oedje Paskins that is wrong. He's wrong. So what's a Midas Chassidus to follow Kumar as a Shehek again? This is not because the Sheetus HaYachid whose opinion hasn't been accepted in Marek. Not that we assume he's wrong. Looking from another viewpoint, from another perspective, it's right. So it does constitute a Midas Chassidus to be machmer for that opinion. So just like to be machmer for the Sheet of Sayyokin whose opinion is not accepted, constitutes a Midas Chassidus, so sometimes we say, Halacha, Kitaihu, Rasmani, Lismachal, Bishat, Akashi, was outvoted. Akshimim was outvoted. Akshimim, Bishim, Rakivu, was outvoted. But still we say, outvoted, Hainan, Kodam, doesn't mean that it's absolutely wrong. Mean that you're supposed to follow a rule. But if you have a Shas HaTchak, then the Gemara will sometimes say that you have a right to follow the Shas HaTchak, you have a right to follow that Sheet of Yechidah. But that's why it's even Nita Mayomar and it's in their rights also, because I grew up learning this before the Shas HaTchak. There are limitations on this, when it applies. The Gemara has limitations. The Gemara, the Post can have limitations. When you apply these rules and regulations, when you say, Kedai no this before the Shas HaTchak, and then that Russia, the Gemara has a Nidus. In the first church in Nidus, and that was, the Gemara has him that he really quotes that the Pesachim quotes Allah, it's the Shiva quotes of Allah. Whenever the Gemara Pesachim writes the Seirish, Allah came on the Omar, Friday, Kechad Madamar, when Om do the Minyan, and they are voted, then you don't say that Kedai Hu is Mechal the Shach HaShach. Then you don't say that there's a Minas Chassidus to be Machmal of the Shiva Tayyar. And that's why the Gemara says that the Shama is a Mokam Beitim Ulayna Mishnah. Why? The Shammah is so much against the Shammah. The Shammah is the original member of Eilu Yehuda Divinu Kimchai. The answer is because of the Dom Delaminian. They were outvoted in the negotiation process. The Gemara says they're in need of that vote. The only time you say that the Shammah is Chak, as I have said, this Mechalvav is that it was never under the Minyan. Except that we know what the Din is. The other bit of Adam HaLachna, we know on our own. But that's if you know on your own. So then you say that the Shammah is Chak, you can rely on the Sheet of Sayyot. And even if it's a Shammah is Chak, you rely on the Sheet of Sayyot, that's only if it's a Sheet of Sayyot that at least there is a significant minority opinion. If you have 100 Chachamim discussing it, and there's one Be'iri holds like that, and all the other 99 Rishonim holds like that, so one Be'iri makes it that Yishat HaTchak, you can rely on him. So the person will say no, that there's only one Sheet in Yechidah that no one else in the world agrees to, that then it's Legami considered the Sheet of Zechuya Legami. Or even more than that, that the Shmuel and Ebenezer says that sometimes you have the Rambam and the Rimigash on one side and all the other Rishonim on the other side. So it's true. The Rambam and the Rimigash, he says no. The Rambam followed the Rimigash with his eyes closed.
because that counts as a loan. That's not counted as a loan. Because if that Habal Yerush and Tishtai, by what right it, it comes up a lot of money involved. Habal Yerush and Tishtai, so the name is Habal Dazi Yerush and Roy Kibahutzel. So the child is, what if the wife died and she had a lot of money in her bank account? So that money in the bank account is a Halvor. So as far as the Kor is concerned, the Halvor is considered Rawi. It's not considered Muslim. What about Habal Yerush and Tishtai? Do you consider the money in the bank account as Rawi or as Muslim? Why is it Mechal Yerush? So all the Rishonim say is the same thing. Money in the bank, a halvor, is considered ra'oi. It's not considered Muslim. Both when he gets the kor, then he doesn't get the shnai. And when he gets the hafal yerush and tishta, he doesn't get the money in his wife's bank account. That's going to be most of the yerushas hafal. It's going to be the money in the bank account. Shout out, second marriage. Whether the husband gets the money or the wife's children from the first husband. The wife's family gets the money. And that's what they say, Shmuel, right? The Nebuchadnezzar, he said, we don't pass from like that, v'imigash. Because Ashita Yechidah, and even though in a moment it can say, whoever is Muslim should say Kinley, I hold like that, he can't say Kinley, if everybody's on the Kinegan, and even though the Rambam did the Rimagash, it counts as one Shita. Still Ashita Yechidah, because the Rambam follows Rimagash, and his eyes closed, and that doesn't count. Because the Rambam writes in the Hamzomah, for the Tirish Hamishnai, about the Rimagash, he says, Sikhla Mavis, the Chalat Talmud, he's such a super genius, and the only lesson, and he says, you can count on the tips of your fingers, how many places we can chop the Rimagash with the Mitzvah, because you can't chop more than 10 places. So he says, the Beishmo says, the Rambam has such awe for the Rimagash, and he follows him with his eyes closed, so that doesn't count as Tushit, so that's not wrong. You give other clauses, when you apply this clause, but it's a person clause. Okay, believe me, the next week we have to remember this, we can't forget. That's an important line about how to be angry. That's an important machlokes, it's Rashi and Taisi, very important, that's going on. In this week's Sefer, we have the Parshas Yitro, we have the Aseres HaDibros. The first of the Aseres HaDibros is, Anochi Hashem Elokecha. So there is a machlokes between the Rambam and the Bahag, where this counts as one of the mitzvahs in the Taryag mitzvah. The Rambam says, of course, this is mitzvah number one, to have a munah. And the Bahag doesn't count it as a mitzvah. So the Ramban explains why the Bahag doesn't count it as a mitzvah. They quote in the Medrash, how can you be mitzvah as a person to believe? And the Baruch Shmos, if he believes, then he believes. If he doesn't believe, then you command him that you have to believe. Adres Tachnish, there is no mitzvah. So how can you command it? So the Ramban quotes in the he's explaining why the Bahag holds that it cannot be counted as a mitzvah. This is a premise. This is the introduction to the mitzvah. And he quotes a Medrash that sounds like it says like the Bahag's opinion. Maybe he says that the Baruch Shalom is dealing with B'nai Yisrael, and he says, if you'll be in Kabbalah, then I'll let him, then I'll begin to give you my rules and regulations, like a king comes to the people, and he says, look, if you'll accept me as your king, in Kabbalah, Malchus, I'll let him, then I'll give you my rules and regulations. I'm in Kabbalah, my king, so there's nothing to discuss. The Baruch Shalom first on the Kabbalah, Malchus, Shammayim upon himself, then the Baruch Shalom begins to give Tayyab Mitzvahs after that. If that's the Hakdama, that's the prayer. You can't say that that's a feebly to believe in the bunch. And the Rambam holds not so. Why does the Rambam hold not so? How can it be that it's a feebly? So the different Zvarim explain. Rabbi Chana Vatman has the same statute as this, that in all the yeshivas they say, Rabbi Chana, that Rabbi Chana quotes from the Chayim Salvavis and from the other Zvarim. The Midrashim really say this, Rabbi Avinu, he can tell you, how did he figure out that there must be a God in this world? How can it be that you see a book and it's printed with all the different letters on every page and so on, such a thing, you see on the paper, you have a tape recorder, and you say that this happened automatically by itself, I'll see literally. Things just happen like this, one chance to try billion, how is it right? This happened by itself. Of course it was manufactured by some decaf that come by that. Look in the world, without the inventions that the people made, without the trains and the televisions and the telephones, just look at the world, all the trees growing, all the nature, and all the rain, and the snow, with everything. There's a shot that this happened by itself. So far-fetched, one chance in billion trillion. Everybody understands naturally that, of course, there is a burial, and everyone would be led to this belief. Even if by mitzvah bacher, Rabbi Hanum Asim said it, if by mitzvah bacher, the age of 13, and the chiyus, the chiyus of all the tariyat mitzvahs, so how can you say that he has the chiyus to have a munah? What does it mean, the chiyus to have a munah? The philosopher is to figure out that God exists with some philosophical proof. No. A child at the age of 12 or 13 cannot be obligated to work on these kind of things. It's a simple munah. How can you have such a complicated world that happened by itself? So we understand on our own that there must be a very olim who exists. So what do you mean there's a mitzvah of amunah? It means a person shouldn't try to hakka chaynik and cover up the fact. He should just, when you have a chiyus to act normally and to think normally, then maybe we'll understand that God exists. That's what Rabbi Chanan says. So the Midrashim discuss the point of the Rambam that the mitzvah The Pasha Shat in the Gemara is like the Rambam. The Rambam quotes the Gemara. The Gemara says in the end of Markus, how do you know that the Tariya Mitzvah is only going to Moshe and Sinai? Because it says in the Chumash Teretz, he belong to Moshe. And Tariya is a Gematria, Tafresh, Yud Aleph. Because the first two on Earth is the beginning of the Tiyad Burash, and that we have directly from the Shechina. And the Tafresh, Yud Aleph, additional Mitzvah, was Sinai one of Moshe. Moshe Rabbeinu told us all about the Shechina said to him. And the original two Mitzvahs were directly from the Shechina. That's how you know that they're a Tariya Mitzvah. Because the simple Pshat in the Gemara is. And the Melech is one Mitzvah, and the Yilucha is another Mitzvah. The difficulty with the Gemara is that the Rambam points out that the Melech Yilucha is the two of the Aseret HaDibrei, but the Yilucha, there are several Mitzvahs, there's more than one Mitzvah there. The first two Dibrei of the Aseret HaDibrei, when you see Ashkina, so you shouldn't really have to approach Yud Aleph HaMashah Beh. It's a big problem. So the Mephoshim and the Seif HaMitzvah work on that Kash. The Kash is better than the Seif. So the Mephoshim discuss another point. There seems to be a contradiction between the Rambam and the Seif HaMitzvah and the Rambam and the Arach HaZachar. What is the nature of this Mitzvah of Anochi Hashem Rokecha? The Rambam and the Seif HaMitzvah is an older translation, even with the new translation. It sounds like he wrote an Arabic word. The Seif HaMitzvah was written in Arabic. He wrote an Arabic word which has the connotation of Amunah. The Mitzvah to have Amunah to believe in God. And the Rambam and the Arach HaZachar says, Leida, Sheyesh Ambo, Leida doesn't sound like Amunah, to have a Yediyah. Isn't it a contradiction? Leida sounds like it's a mitzvah to figure out a proof, some logical proof, some philosophical proof, some logical proof as to the existence of God. Now, Shani came in the Sefer HaMitzvah, it seems like he doesn't hold that that's a mitzvah. Leida, Shiyesh, and Borei Mani, because you have an idea. You should have emuna. So usually, the difference in Lutzen that it gives, the simple sentence is what the Balatani writes. Balatani comments in the Sefer HaTani, on the front of God, and okay, Avicho. So what does that mean, da? So he says, it doesn't mean da, yediyah philosophic. Da means like the Pasuk in Bereishit, vayeda ha'adam etchave yishtar. What do you mean vayeda? Vayishchaber. That he had the attachment with his wife and had a baby. So the word yediyah means to be mischaber. Well, right, that it applies even not in the sense of knowledge. It applies to the husband and the wife, yediyah. So what does it mean, yediyah, in the sense of knowledge? A lot of times a person has some information in the back of his head. Latent knowledge that he's not thinking about all the time. So the mitzvah of the Torah is das, and okay, avichor, that it should always be, it shouldn't be in the back of your head, you should always be ever conscious of the fact that the Rebbeinu Shlom really is receptive of him. But the yediyah, the Rambam never meant by yediyah, philosophical yediyah. All it means is you should always be conscious and aware of the fact that the Rebbeinu Shlom really exists. So what is the third of the mitzvah? Emunah. That you should have emunah. So Blaise Shach has an interesting comment. He writes in his safe on the Rambam, and Avi Yezri, that he wants there to be scared of what's going to be. Lossi Lovoy then says, Shemalahar Deyat Hashem, Kamay Mayom, Echastim, that the Yediyah of Hashem, Deyat Hashem, there will be such a Yediyah of the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, like the waters cover the ocean, Kamay Mayom Echastim, so Lossi Lovoy, there will be such a degree of Yediyah, so we're going to be Emunah. Emunah is only when there's no Yediyah. Yediyah and Emunah are different. Yediyah means that I know it. And Emunah means whatever you don't know on your own, but you have a tradition and you're supposed to believe in that. So how can it be the Rambam counts this as one of the Tariyag mitzvahs? And the Rambam writes in the Shaloshim that a mitzvah is only considered a mitzvah if it's played in the Tariyag. It's only for a few thousand years, and it's only called HaRasha. The Hidmi Moita Mashiach is lost above it, and all these promises that it shouldn't be a proof of Yediyah. So whatever it is Yediyah, there's no Lamonis, there's no Emunah. So what should I have to fulfill the mitzvah of Emunah Lemoita Mashiach? So the Bishkirab answers right on the spot, he didn't even think. He writes that the Bishkirab told him right away, that even though the Pasuk says that it's going to be Malahar Zeyat Hashem, there will be such a degree of Yediyah, it should not be taken to truth that there will be 100% Yediyah. Even though it's there will be areas that we will not have the Yediyah Gurus. The Mitzvah of Anochi Hashem Elokecha doesn't only contain within it to have Emunah that God exists. It means to have Emunah on all the Yud Gimel Yikarei Emunah. And all the Yud Gimel Yikarei Emunah were never proven to us. You saw how Chachazir, but we really don't have the idea about Doris and all of the Yud Gimel Yikarei Emunah. Even the Moshe Mashiach, we will still not have a full idea about Doris and all the Yikarei Emunah. So the Mitzvah of Emunah, Lossi Lobo, will shrink a little bit. We won't have to have Emunah on everything. We'll have the idea on a lot of things, but there'll still be remaining a big chunk of area which we won't have the idea about Doris. And Lossi Lobo, the Mitzvah of Emunah will be fulfilled on that. There always has to be an increment. That's how we interpret it.